Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Josh Brown, what the living hell is going on? We were trying to do a podcast. Ben Roy read a tweet in the middle of it. Turns out Xbox / the Microsoft gaming division just bought Activision. So Call of Duty is now an Xbox franchise. There's a hell of a lot to react to in this. There's a ton of questions that come from the whole thing. And it's also worth clarifying that the amount of money that just traded hands was $68.7 billion, which makes it the biggest transaction in entertainment / human history, completely eclipsing last week's other record-setting total when Take-Two bought Zynga of $12.7 billion. So just the big men be flowing. There's just left, right, and center. Josh Brown, what's your thoughts to this absolute madness?
I'm still trying to take it in. Like, it's literally like the biggest deal in, like you said, like gaming history ever. And it completely eclipses the $12 billion deal that we covered last week. Like, now this just changes everything. This changes everything in the gaming landscape forever now. Like, we thought that Bethesda being bought by Microsoft was big. That just seems tiny now in kind of in comparison to the size of this deal. And we'll get into the nitty-gritty in the moment because there is so much to pick apart. But the fact that now Microsoft, Microsoft owns, you know, titles like Call of Duty, like World of Warcraft, like Diablo, like Crash Bandicoot, like, you know, Tony Hawk and stuff. Yeah. Like, it's... I'm trying to formulate as we go on. It's like just so big. I can't even comprehend it. I can't comprehend Dr. Evil levels of money when you think about $70 billion.
Hello. Well, the thing is, it made me go, because we'll break all this stuff down, but it made me think of every other, you know, like I said, big man business transaction that we've seen. It reminds me of, you know, when Disney bought Star Wars and Marvel and everything. That was about $4 billion, just about cheeky $4 billion that they threw in there. Like I said, there was last week's one of $12 billion. There are other massive deals that have happened over the years, but this one is just it's one of those things that doesn't feel like it could ever happen. Like the idea of Call of Duty now being over time Xbox exclusive alongside Elder Scrolls, Fallout, all the other deals that Microsoft have been doing. And the other side of me, other than just reacting to it, you know, like I said, we cover the news a lot, we cover the business side of things quite a lot, makes me think of is this just their master plan overall that they've just been putting together for the last few years? Because as far as the generation's concerned, for the last sort of year and a half or so, you know, Microsoft, or let's say the Xbox division overall, haven't, you know, they didn't fire out the gates with the new franchises straight away. They like, there was a new Gears of War again, that vague time frame, but they weren't like, here's the new console, here's the new titles, we've spent the last 7 years or whatever putting everything together and here's everything. Instead of that, it was here's Game Pass, here's cloud streaming, and now we're doing these insane deals. We're locking down Bethesda, we're locking down Activision, and obviously these titles will go multi-platform for a while, but it feels like this is their master plan. This is the thing that they were putting together across the, I guess, the vast majority of the previous generation, headed up by Phil Spencer, and this is the way that they ultimately become the place to game, because there's no way that Sony PlayStation can compete with this stuff on a literal money level. They just literally cannot whatsoever.
That's it. Yeah, that's it, man. Like this amount of money changing hands is something that, you know, in my naive mind, never thought I would see. And it does kind of just go against the competition in such a mammoth way that I can't even picture how Sony, for instance, would respond to this. But, you know, going back to the deal itself, it sets Microsoft up for the future, you know, in the same way that them buying Bethesda did. And like you, I'm kind of, well, there's so much to pick apart, there's so much nuance to this, but I'm initially torn in it because on the one hand, I've got... I think the idea of one company just buying so many different brands, buying so many different developers and publishers in this case, is not something I want to see. I don't want to see the gaming industry carved up in that way. However, at the same time, this is Activision. This is a company that has, is currently in a major low point, after all of the allegations that came out surrounding the company last year, sexual misconduct allegations, treating their workers poorly. There was the whole thing about Raven Software, I think, the QA team for Call of Duty Warzone, kind of them being treated poorly as well. And Microsoft is inheriting this. And with that in mind, I can only hope that they change the work environment to the point where it's more positive, it's not as toxic, and it is better for the developers. I want to see them, stick to their word because, Phil Spencer had a reaction when those allegations came out, and he said that in Microsoft they're going to do things, differently. They've took that on board. They're going to make changes. I want to see those changes apply to Activision now, both from a personnel perspective as well as a franchise perspective, because Activision, when it comes to the video games, Activision Blizzard, haven't been doing their biggest franchises justice for the longest time. You look at Call of Duty, and while that has been coming out regularly, like, the quality of the games has kind of dipped, and the production of them has just been in flux pretty much since Black Ops 3, studios coming in, so many different studios working on each title, each one being down to the wire, having things thrown out, having things scrapped, and then you look at other franchises that they're just sitting on and haven't made games for in a long time, and you just hope that across the board, from a creative standpoint to a healthy work environment standpoint, that Microsoft can do something better. And of course, the proof will be in the pudding, but my first reaction is that, Activision couldn't have gotten worse, and hopefully this will be something that manages to, improve and heal that company.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One thing to point out is that Bobby Kotick is staying. He's still going to be CEO, but they did also put out, like I said, that they've kind of started referring to this more as the Microsoft gaming team, whether we want to refer to it as Microsoft or Xbox or whatever, but they did put out a graphic from the Microsoft gaming team showing Phil Spencer at the top and everybody below him. Kotick isn't part of that, but he is still, they have made a point of tweeting out that Kotick is still part of Activision overall, is still part of, so he's still in there. He hasn't left, even though he was, like I said, a fundamental part of all the ongoing allegation, horrible abuse stuff that's going on that side of the company as well. That's a whole side of this where I'm like, I can see various individuals cashing out, let's say, just going like, well, we can just we can get the hell out of this by just taking this deal, letting it go through, whatever, and that shifts the spotlight away from them as it has been on them since all this stuff started coming out last year. And so I think that's a whole side of it too. It is, to bring it back to the game side of it, the franchise side of it, the branding side of it, one thing that's fascinating is how the fact that these major companies are now part of the Xbox umbrella, how they have to change their ways. Like, I'm still waiting to see what Starfield is like, because you would assume that it fundamentally cannot be a broken AF Fallout 76 style game from Bethesda, because now it represents Xbox, and all these different things now represent Xbox. On behalf of Double Fine, we got one of their best games ever made. Like, they were afforded the time and the polish and the resources to make Psychonauts 2 the best it could possibly be. And so I wonder if there is a silver lining or a potential upside, because obviously neither of us wants everyone to just, hoover up everything. But if they're all answering to Phil Spencer and they're all, the Xbox brand is now this massive, clearly multi-billion dollar throwing thing, they need to ensure that the quality is represented throughout, from franchise to personnel, etc. And maybe it takes a Phil Spencer to literally step in and make sure that is the case.
Absolutely. You know, again, this is completely hypothetical. This is completely my utopian view of this deal. It's that Activision becomes a game company again, because for the longest time they haven't been a video game company. They've been a Call of Duty company, and the Blizzard side has been, you know, an Overwatch company, a World of Warcraft company, and they have focused on a tiny, tiny, tiny handful of franchises that they put all of their developers on. And some of those games have, of course, been good, but they're sitting on a well of, you know, just untapped potential, in my opinion. They're sitting on some of the best studios, or most, some of like the best creative minds that are in there, that are being either kind of underused, not given the chance to spread out and create their own thing, or create that the games that they wanted to create within these franchises. And I just hope we see the likes of Call of Duty, etc., kind of like flourishing under this new management. It's just crazy, man, that like at the start of this day, we were like, oh, it's a bit of a slow news day, nothing much has happened, and now Microsoft owns Call of Duty, and it's probably almost definitely going to be an Xbox exclusive going forward. Like it's so much to take in. It has to be. Like, they're not, that's the thing as well, I kind of want to say, like, they're not spending $68 billion to keep these games multi-platform. Like, they will be initially, the ones that are in development, no doubt, but further on down the line, like, Call of Duty will become an Xbox platform. You have to assume that.
The overall plan that they are implementing, it is 4D chess. It's like, well, we can't compete with you on the straight franchise front, at least not yet, not until we build these things back up again or launch some new franchises. So we'll literally fundamentally change the infrastructure around the way the gaming industry operates. Let's bring Game Pass in. Let's buy all these third-party franchises, IPs, all their reputations, everything, and fold all of that into a monthly model that now Sony is trying to chase. They're potentially doing the Spartacus thing, and they've, you know, they've said about, oh, we're going to do PS4 systems across 2022 to keep up with demand and let people play these different things, and there's a pattern for cloud streaming. They're so far ahead down those fronts that now Sony, PlayStation, whatever, have to lean on, well, we've got God of War, we've got Horizon, and hope that that means more to the individual, to the mass consumer, than paying X amount of money a month and getting entire libraries of games, which now comprise some of the biggest IPs in entertainment history. Like, it's kind of insane. And I think that, like, one of the things I should very quickly throw in is that I wonder if this is the thing that breaks Call of Duty's annual cycle, because it doesn't need to be every year. And so many different teams have said that it's literally because they have those marketing windows to hit and the shareholders and everything else. Yeah. That I wonder if Xbox/Microsoft just go, actually, we're going to take some time off and we're going to, you know, fund things differently, do DLC, do different platforms for content stuff for Call of Duty. And that's what finally gives Call of Duty a break.
Yeah, I mean, these are going to be like the fascinating hypotheticals about, you know, that we're going to be talking about all year coming out of this, because for Call of Duty, you know, I think that's like the main one. That's going to be like one of their marquee franchises. That thing still makes so much money every single year, especially now you've got Warzone making money hand over fist with microtransactions. That's obviously free to play. But yeah, the annualization of that series has seemed untenable for a long time. And I wonder if Microsoft comes in and is like, this isn't just how you have to do it. You know, we can take some time. We can have these developers working on these games, give them some space to do something a little bit different, but keep it the Call of Duty that you know and love. How these franchises are going to change over the next few years, and whether or not they do, or whether they stick to this business practice. Because, I mean, for as much as we complain about the annualized process, for as much as, you know, we hear these horror stories from inside the development teams themselves, like, Call of Duty is successful. That's partly why this deal has cost so much money. It's because Call of Duty still sells, even if we look at the business thing and say, that's bad, that needs to change.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one thing that I think the fandom overall, especially when you talk to any more casual fan of Call of Duty, is saying, is that they're not bothered keeping up with every individual installment as much anymore, because the older ones are, you know, they are supplanted with new content all the time. So it's like, you probably could stretch that tail out more. Call of Duty's been competing with itself for years at this point anyway. But that's a whole other thing. We might even do a video about how this affects Call of Duty specifically, because there's a ton to it.
Dude, man, like, I've seen like a lot of people pointing this out on Twitter, but the fact that Microsoft now owns Crash Bandicoot is just like what reality are we living in?
Like, they own Halo, Doom, Wolfenstein, and they just bought Call of Duty. Like, that's largely the totem pole, the pillars of that genre, like, for the most part. Ludicrous, like, absolutely ludicrous. And you kind of just hope, I'm putting so many hopes on Phil Spencer, because I would massively recommend going to watch the new Xbox Fox documentary that's over on their channel. It's over on YouTube. It's in like six parts or something, but that's a very honest, frank documentary about the creation of that company. Phil Spencer has been in here since largely the beginning and had an instrumental role, you know, over Xbox's history. I think he's earned his place at the top, which is like a good, it's good to see. And so a lot of these moves, like that, literally that dude has to justify $70 billion worth, or at least in total now, it's closer to $100 billion worth of transactions, yeah. And creative decisions and different things being signed off. It's kind of all on him. Like, the graphic very much spells that out, but I do have faith
my
in
friend,
Spencer, yeah.
When I spend £70 on a game that I don't fully like, the regret I feel is immense. I cannot even comprehend in my tiny brain spending $70 billion on a company that I then have to steer and make, one, good games, and two, a profit. Like, it's... It literally does not compute for me.
No, it is absolutely insane. Let us know what you think down in the comments below. Give us your rawest reactions to this news, because we found this out however long ago this length of this video is. That's when we found out and we started filming. So, yes, let us know what you think. Xbox just bought Activision, Call of Duty's an Xbox franchise. And we'll deal with this going forward. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been a wordless husk from WhatCulture.com.
And I love him anyway. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.